Hello everyone, my name is Father Alejandro Puello, and this is my reflection for Easter Sunday. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is risen. Alleluia! The Lord has defeated death. When the one who is love took on flesh and blood and allowed himself to be nailed to the cross and go down into the depths of the netherworld only to rise again. He wasn't just giving us hope. He wasn't just showing us that death is not the end. He was doing something far more important for you and I. He's showing us the true extent, power, and consequences of love. What he was doing is he was showing us that love is an act of rebellion. That love is an act of rebellion. That the order of the world, tainted and broken by sin, is to be confronted by love. And that love then plows through and destroys and renews what was broken, what was marred, what was infected by sin and death. Jesus rises from the dead, not just so that we may have hope, but that we may fight. That we may fight the hatred and anger and sinfulness of the world with love. He takes the single greatest and most powerful expression of sin, which is death. It is the consequence of sin. And he who is love incarnate allows himself to be overtaken by sin, by death. He goes down into the depths of the netherworld. And doesn't stay there. He is showing us in himself the true power of love. Not even death can stop it. And if not even death can stop it, then not hatred, then not bigotry, then not anger, then not wounds, no matter how old they are, then no matter how brokenness or the extent of that brokenness, it cannot stop love. Love cannot be stopped by past tragedy. It cannot be stopped by addiction. It cannot be stopped by anything. It cannot be stopped by sin. It cannot even be stopped by death. Resurrection is an act of rebellion. Love is an act of rebellion. Rebellion against the broken order of the world. And so you and I, we look at resurrection and yes, we should praise God. Praise God, hallelujah. But we should take that hallelujah as more than a shout of praise. We should take it as a chant and as a chorus for rebellion. Because our world steeped in sin thinks like the devil thinks. That death can stop life. That death can stop love. And so you and I, we should be looking at our Savior risen from the dead and realize that we should have more than hope. We should have the courage to take the next step, to imitate in our own life Christ, to become like him, love. so that when, like him, we are offered pain, we give love. So like him, when we are persecuted, we give love. So like him, when we are tempted, we give love. So like him, when we are beaten, we give love. So like him, when we are pierced, we give love. So that him, when we are being dragged into the depths of the tombs, of the difficult and dark circumstances of our life, our response should be an act of rebellion to love. Love, love, love. I choose what is good for the other person and I pursue it with single-minded devotion. Because that is how God loves me and what he is calling me to. It's that that defeats death, that destroys sin, that mends wounds. Because it's impossible to love and God not show up, because he is love. And so take today and realize what this is. This is the beginning of a victory march, the beginning of a push to retake a world that has been conquered by sin, to retake it by love, to retake it by charity, to retake it by virtue, to retake it by forgiveness, to retake it to once again return it to the one to whom it has always truly belonged. Praise God, hallelujah. Let's fight back with love.